Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Schools around South Dakota are moving forward with bringing students back into the classroom. In-person education is vital, but so is the health and well-being of students, faculty and support staff, and families at home. Rita Basler is a school nurse and former president of the South Dakota School Nurses Association, and she's joining us today to talk about the role of school nurses in Back to School 2020. Rita, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The role of a school nurse is so vital, and not every school even has one. They're often shared duties in a district, but everything has changed, again, looking at going back to school during a pandemic. Tell me about some of the planning that has been underway to figure out what is our role, how to deal with it. Our other responsibilities haven't gone away. We need PPE. We need these things. Walk us through a little bit of some of these planning conversations, concerns, and challenges that nurses across the state are rising to.
I couldn't have said it better. There are a lot of challenges. And some of the challenges are opening that dialogue with the administrators and getting them to understand the importance also. And then once that is done, the planning can begin. However, you could plan something today and it could totally change tomorrow. As we all know, COVID and all of the actions that are taken to prevent it or to deal with it change almost daily. So as school nurses around the state, we have been trying to keep up with what the CDC recommends, what our state recommends, and then also bringing that back to the table in our districts to help them be able to create some policies and procedures that we can all live with in order to keep our students safe, healthy, and ready to learn.
One of the early focuses of the pandemic was keeping those healthcare providers healthy, because if they go down, there's no one to do that work. And not only for COVID patients, but for the children who have asthma and chronic health conditions and all these other things that school nurses do in a building. Do school nurses throughout the state have PPE? Whose responsibility is it to make sure that they have the kind of equipment they need to keep themselves safe and on the job?
It is my understanding that each district has their own responsibility to protect their staff, and that would include the nursing staff or the staff that will be assessing the students. As you said earlier, not every school has a school nurse. And even in school districts like my own, we don't have a school nurse in each building. So there will have to be someone else in that role, either the principal or maybe a secretary, that will assess students and take their temperature and work with the student. So yes, every district needs to have that PPE, and I am confident that we will be able to have the PPE, and I hope that it is available and accessible by the start of the school year. Today at 1 o'clock, we'll be having a webinar with the Department of Health. That would be the superintendents and the school nurses that are invited to that webinar to discuss what proper PPE is and then the guidelines that would keep the staff that are in that close contact or assessing ill students, what kind of PPE they have to have on in order to not have to be sent home for 10 days when there is a positive case of COVID. Right. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about it, hearing the guidelines, because we've all been in limbo so far. We don't know what exactly it's going to take to not send staff home when the student is diagnosed or when a staff member is diagnosed with COVID.
I want to I want to make sure I touch on this because it's important to me and to so many other parents. My daughter, who is now out of, she's in college now, but she had asthma. So we relied heavily on some wonderful school nurses who I can name by name. And at least one of them became a personal family friend. So there are these kids who have other things that a school nurse helped us from diagnosis to, to daily treatment to through emergencies learn about this condition. How are nurses trying to figure out when students are learning remotely or when you have this pandemic in front of you that's so urgent that you also have these other things, whether it's, and there are some kids in some very extreme daily care kind of situations that are in public school, which is where we want them to be and where they want to be. How are school nurses handling that ongoing work in light of this crisis?
We're getting creative, as everyone in this crisis is having to do. We're getting creative on ways that we can possibly maximize our time, keeping areas where immunocompromised students might need to be versus areas where healthy students that might only have a sore toe or, like you said, asthma, and they need a treatment or they might just need to use their inhaler. We want to be able to keep those students separate from a student who might have a fever or more symptoms that would indicate to us that, hey, there might be something more going on than just allergies or a stomach bug, or strep throat. So it's going to be a lot of assessments. We're going to have to hone in on our assessments. And the CDC last week came out with some really good guidelines for school nurses to follow regarding that aspect of how are you going to know who needs to be excluded for one day versus who needs to really go to the doctor and be tested or encourage them to go to the doctor and ask to be tested for COVID. And so with those new guidelines, it did bring a little sense of relief, but it's still going to be difficult to talk with those parents. There are going to be parents that just won't take their kids to the doctor and they won't follow the recommendations. And those are the ones that we will be nervous about because then they expose others to the fact that it may be COVID.
What do you need administrators and parents and teachers to and policymakers to know if you had one message that you sort of wanted to drive home today about school nurses doing the work that they're doing in back to school in classrooms that is just like, we cannot forget this. What would you say?
Bring them to the table when you are making policies. Ask the school nurses questions about what is happening in the classrooms, in the school setting. And I'm not sure there is going to be enough PPE, the proper PPE for school nurses. Because, well, we'll listen today, but that is what I would like to say. I wish that the state could provide some PPE, and they aren't right now to schools. They are only leaving it up to the districts to obtain their own.
That is a surprise to me, and I think a surprise to many of our listeners to hear that. Thank you for bringing this message, and come back and talk to us again, whether it's after this meeting or in the future. It's August 4th, and that school start date for many districts is right around the corner. Rita, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Lori, for having me. I do appreciate letting us talk as school nurses.